Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Daily Drive with Bella. Hi, how are you? This is episode 3. Technically, today is release day for episode 1. Sorry, that's my windshield wipers. It is raining. Oh, no. Fuck, I just missed my turn. Fuck me. Oh, you're telling me I have to flip a bitch and U-turn? You're lying. No. Why did I just do that to myself? Okay. I just had to restart the podcast over because I kind of started talking about something I can't be talking about. If you follow me on Twitter, I tweeted about some tea. Well, I tweeted that I got followed home by a road rager, and then my next tweet is that I have tea I can't talk about. So, for all of you who are not making assumptions, you can safely assume that legally something happened and I cannot talk about it right now. However, we can talk about how the police conducted a horrible investigation and the police are fucked. Now listen, I don't hate the police, but in this instance, they seriously fucked up. Like, I wish I could talk about it so bad. I wish, but in order to be able to do that, I can't talk about it. So, yeah, I'm really pissed. I got mistreated by a couple of police officers. So did my dad, and all of my little brothers. It was horrible. It was a terrible experience. It was extremely scary, and all because some little 18-year-old road rager on the road wanted to follow me home and then lie. And I think that's just about more than I can say. I would like to say that everybody is okay. Nobody got hurt, but a bunch of people definitely got really fucking traumatized. I have 3 younger siblings and they are traumatized. So, yeah, that's going to be super fun. If you are a dude and you drive a sports car and, don't get your dick up by following young girls home. I don't know what the fuck else to say. I don't know. I'm really fucking livid. And the worst part is the guy who followed me home. He also lives in my neighborhood. So he loved the free show of the shit show he caused. And, you know, all I can say is karma's gonna come back and hit that guy tenfold, you know? That's how I'm, like, staying calm. It's just, like, I know karma's a bitch, and karma will come around and smack that bitch. So, yeah, everyone's okay. Everyone's traumatized. If I had apprehensions about calling the police before, I definitely do now. Which is really unfortunate, because they're supposed to protect us. And I didn't feel protected. I, in fact, felt more in danger. So, yeah, I really wish our police system was a lot fucking better, but it's not. So, yeah, I don't really have any good advice because my advice is not going to be good. Literally all there is to say is if you like to get your dick up by fucking following girls home, or if you like to get, like, road rage is not sexy, okay? Like, fuck. Don't follow people home. You know what I mean? And I would like to say, like, I'm a good driver. Obviously, I fucking podcast while drive. If I drove like a fucking psychopath, I would not record myself driving, right? Right. So, like, I drive the speed limit. I don't drive crazy. Like, I don't even use, like, the carpool lane unless I have a carpooler. You know what I mean? Like, if you hear rain on the windshield, it's raining. Also, hello, I'm also getting new windshield wipers today. Let's talk about what we're doing today instead of talking about the traumatic stuff. I'm merging onto the freeway. Woohoo. I have to get out. This is an exit lane. Let me out. Thank you. We are getting new tires. We are getting the oil changed. Basically, I got a good look at my tires, and I was like, holy shit, these are so bad. Basically, my tires are so bad right now, like, if I hit a rock the wrong way, my tires blowing the fuck up. So that's what we're doing today. I've put it off long enough. I've gotten all the miles I can out of these goddamn tires. So it's time to get new ones. And I guess my dad looked at my windshield wipers, and one of them is broken. So I'm going to get those replaced, and my car needs an oil change. So today, it's just price tag, price tag, price tag. The ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. That's my whole day. I'm so not excited. But welcome to being an adult. So, yeah, I'll be honest, my last 2 days, I've been really out of it because of the whole thing that happened. And it really only happened 24 hours ago, so not even 2 days, sorry. I don't even know. It's been 2 days. I don't even fucking know. Like, my brain is so muddled from it. I'm just trying to get back into work mode and get back into normal. Like, it's just crazy how one person's actions in, like, 15 seconds can just derail your whole life, kind of. And that's a bit extreme. Like, my whole life isn't derailed, but it's definitely a big enough thing where it's, like, pause. Ooh, a rock just hit my windshield, but we're okay. You know, all I have to say is, I don't know, this is a big learning lesson for a bunch of people, right? Like, for us, for you guys at home, hopefully you guys, I know you guys don't know what happened, and I will tell you guys as soon as I can and we're clear to it. Honestly, will probably be a little while, because there's courts, there's, like, it's a whole thing. But yeah, find comfort in knowing everybody's safe, but also, this is a learning lesson. Like, if you can learn anything, it's that road rage. It's not worth it. Like, I didn't get angry. I would like to say I didn't speed at all. Like, I haven't even had a chance to tell my side of the story to any officers, because they just came out of left field and started accusing me of shit, because that's how the police are, you know, that's how they fucking do it. But I, A, don't talk to cops without a lawyer, and you shouldn't either. So, you know, I'm okay with having my side silenced at the moment to be able to tell it right and to get my story across right, because those cops, like, tried to trip me up over basic facts about my house. Like, no effing way I'm gonna start telling them the story of what happened and then have them, you know, like, when you just come, like, oh, it pisses me off, because they were trying to get a reaction out of me, and you can tell, like, but, like, I know better, you know. So yeah, I think a learning lesson is road rage is never worth it. Like, if someone's driving crazy in front of you, especially living in California, like, it's not worth it. Like, I see it all the time. Like, people will cut me off and it's just like, it's never worth it. Like, don't start riding their ass. Like, it's just not worth it. Like, I don't get why some people do the things they do. What happened was so unnecessary. It's like, this guy had a fucking ego trip and wanted to take it out on me and, like, exercise, like, his cool car guy shit. Like, but nearly, oh, I wish I could tell you guys what happened. I nearly died, so that's all I can fucking say. But until I get to tell my side to the lawyer and to the cops, I can't really be talking about it. So I'm gonna shut the fuck up about it before I, like, get too excited. I hope this episode's usable. I've never tried in the rain. California is usually a very sunny state, so I hope this is good. The rain is very loud right now. Like, I can barely hear myself talk, so I don't even know if this is gonna be good and or usable, but work is work, baby. But yeah, I think, you know, if someone in front of you on the road wants to be an asshole, it's their life they're risking. It's never worth it to risk yours. Even if you're doing everything right and just driving the speed limit, like, holy crap, like, I've never had anything like this happen, you know? So, it is a little scary, but it is what it is, you know? It's life, but all I'm saying is, if you are one of those guys or, you know, people who like to speed, holy fuck, welcome to California, where a downpour starts and everybody on the freeway just stops. Holy crap, guys. I'm from Oregon. We just drive right through it. It is A-okay. Just up your following speed. Okay, how about this? Let's change topics. How to drive in the rain from an Oregonian. How about that? Let's talk about something nice. How to drive in the rain from an Oregonian. A, make sure your tires have tread on them. That's step number one. Most, like, a lot of the times when people get into accidents in the rain, it's because, like, their tires have no tread and they just slip. Like, I have gotten into one no-fault accident because my tires, they just slipped, and I just slid into the back of someone's car years ago. Just a little fender bender, but, like, You know, it's true. And I would like to say the first rains of the year are always the most slippery. Because think about it, cars, they have oil, slippery. Cars leak oil sometimes and they leak on the road. And when it doesn't rain, the oil doesn't go anywhere. But that first rain, it's going to bring all of the oil to the surface. So the ground is going to be a lot more slippery. So especially in the first rains, you always want to be even more careful. You don't want to have to slam on your brakes, because with hydroplaning, it takes just like the smallest amount of water to get under your tire to start hydroplaning. And I've hydroplaned before so many times living in Oregon. Like, it's very scary. And what to do when you hydroplane, you do not slam on your brakes, you do not slam on your gas, you let off completely off the pedal until you feel your tires gain more traction. And then if you start going, you want to slowly turn the opposite direction of the way your car is going. Basically, the direction you want to go, you want to turn the opposite, just slightly, because then you're going to, your tires will catch, and if you're fully turned, you're going to go haywire. Honestly, it's best to not turn when you're hydroplaning. Just wait until you can catch traction again and pick up from there. But yeah, in the rain, you don't want to do anything crazy. You want to move slow, careful, and precise. Like, it's always worth it to be late than to be dead, you know what I mean? Or to kill somebody else. It's never, 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 never worth it. And I think this is like a good topic to talk about since, you know, we are in the car. If you don't know how to drive, I don't know how to drive in the snow, so I can't give any tips on that. I don't drive in the snow very often. If it snows, I stay home. But in the rain, yeah, I've driven in the rain a lot. Just try and make sure your tires are good. Slow, precise movements. Ooh, hope the people in front of you don't fucking cut you off and then slam on your brakes. Holy shit. Like I said, not worth it. Like, take the slow lane, take the fucking extra 5 minutes. Like, it's fine. You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm a little, you can probably tell if you know me at all, or if you listen to the other podcast episodes, you're probably like, wow, her energy is different. My energy is different. It's been a day. My poor dog has an upset tummy. I woke up at like 7 in the morning. He, explosive diarrhea everywhere. My poor boy, that's never happened to him before. I know exactly what caused his upset tummy, so I don't want anybody to worry. Like, it's all been taken care of. It's just my poor boy. It was a mess. He's feeling better. He just needed to, like, get it out. Sorry if that was too much information. Also, you guys. But we love Charlie the cow dog. Dude, also when you're driving in the rain, get the fuck off my ass, dude. It's not fucking worth it. My God. Like, holy shit. Get off. Anyway, I hate driving in the cities. My commute these days has me driving in the city. And I hate the cities so much. But, yeah, it is what it is. We just drive. If you can hear my windshield wipers, I apologize. I'm literally getting new ones today. Also, if you're gonna get over. What the fuck? What is this, like? What are you doing? What are you doing? It's more dangerous to do what you just did than it was to just stay where you were. Can you go? What the fuck? I hate bitches. Y'all are dumb. What the fuck? This guy's a bitch. Sorry. This was so dumb of you. Like, what the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? What was that? The fuck? Anyway. People are fucking dumb. Like, holy shit. You're an idiot. The fuck? That was so fucking dangerous. I hope you're happy. And look, you are just going slower than you... What? People try to do things to make themselves arrive faster. And then look at them. You're behind me. I hope you're... Like, are you happy with the choices you made to get here? What? Don't try to understand what people do in traffic. You will go insane. Anyway, I don't even know what I was talking about. At this point, we are halfway through the commute, so I hope you guys are having a day. I honestly, at this point, I don't know if this podcast episode will air. I don't know what I can and can't talk about, and I do feel like I've kind of said too much already. But We're reaching the part of our commute where there is traffic. Welcome to the traffic part. So there's a bunch of construction going on right now, and this part just backs up for no apparent reason because people don't know how to drive, I guess. I don't know. Something Californians need to learn how to do, zipper merge. Guys, let them in. Your day is not going to be ruined because you let a car in, okay? It is, in fact, going to be a lot better because traffic will clear up. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy how, like, if you just do the things that, like, you're supposed to do and not cut ahead or be an asshole, and then things will move smoother? Isn't that wild? I don't know. This is such a crazy concept. Apparently, I don't know. I love zipper merging. Like, if you're supposed to be in front of me, get in front of me, bae. Like, and then you get that asshole who's like, wait, I'm gonna get in front of you too. And I'm like, fuck you. Now you've literally caused a traffic jam because I have to slam on my brakes, which just causes everyone else to lock up. It's just like, it's not worth it. Like, just wait. Holy shit, it is one car. Just wait. We're not even going to the same place either, bae. Like, you're gonna get there before me because I ain't fucking going. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the heck? Holy shit, you know what I mean? Anyway, people are silly, and I miss driving in Oregon. So if you guys just want to watch this podcast a lot so I can afford to move back to my hometown, that would be lovely. Teehee, just kidding. I hope you enjoy these podcast episodes, though. I definitely enjoy making them. I'm definitely a little out of it today, so I apologize for that. I was also, like, I had to take my brother to school this morning. Everything's off today, And, oh, everyone's driving slow because there's a highway patrol right here. Guys, highway patrol don't care. Just go. Like, I promise you, going 45 in a 65 is not going to impress the highway patrol. I'm sure he's pissed y'all are going this slow, too. Like, come on. Holy crap. Oh, I have a story to tell. I can tell you guys the time about how highway patrol almost killed me. How about that? So, I'm doing my commute. This was right before I started doing the podcast. I'm doing my commute, and I am on an on-ramp, right? Like, you just on-ramp. And the point of on-ramps is to allow you to speed up to the speed of everyone else in traffic, so you're not merging going, like, 20 miles an hour and causing an accident. Well, this on-ramp, you know, it's pretty long, you know, whatever. I can see the cops can see me, highway patrol. I'm gonna call it highway patrol. I don't know. I might call them both, so I'm sorry if it gets confused. I'm talking about highway patrol in this story. Like, I can see them, like, blind as a bat, like, no glasses on, I can still see them, you know what I mean? And there's, like, four highway patrol cars and then two highway patrol motorcycles. And I'm on the on-ramp, and I'm at the top going 20, and, you know, I'm speeding up to, because you're supposed to be going 65 to merge, and, as I'm, like, the cops are, or the highway patrol, they're sitting right at the edge of the on-ramp, right where, like, I'm going to merge, right before you would go, like, to put your blinker on to get out of, like, you know, the on-ramp, you know, to merge onto traffic, you know, and I am sped up now to probably 50, you know, trying to keep up with traffic. Are you gonna cut me off? Nice. Well, if you're gonna cut me off, you have to speed up. What the fuck? Go. Like, if you're gonna cut me off, don't just go the same fucking speed you're going. You obviously got in this lane to be fucking faster. Oh my fucking god, people are so dumb. Okay, just put my life in danger because you're an idiot, I fucking guess. Like, what the fuck is this? Anyway, back to the story. And then, no lights, no signal. Like, I didn't even know this car was on. Like, there was no brake lights, like, to initiate, like, he stepped on his brakes to turn his car on. You know, I have a push-to-start car. So you push on your brake, you press start, and the brake lights come on. Like, it's very obvious when my car is turned on and wants to move. No lights, nothing. Swerves into the middle of the road. I have to slam on my brakes and, like, swerve. Like, it all happened so fast. In my, like, he swerved out, I checked my mirror, like, I'm slamming on my brakes, I checked my mirror, because, like, my instinct is to swerve left to avoid hitting him, but, you know, my brain's also alive and active, so it knows, like, if I swerve left, there is, what the fuck? Do you not have fucking eyes, dude? How the fuck are you gonna cut me off? Holy fuck, this is what I'm saying, like, it's not fucking worth it, but what the fuck is this, dude? Holy shit, this person's so dumb. Holy shit. The idiocracy of some people is insane to me. It's just like, how do you not check your mirrors before you just... Holy crap, you guys. Holy crap. How do you not check your mirrors before you pull out in front of somebody? This is so crazy to me. So effing crazy to me. So effing crazy to me. I'm literally going to take a picture of this guy's license plate because I might call non-emergency. Like, this is kind of crazy. I am the type, like, if you drive crazy in front of me, I will take a picture of your license plate, and I will go home, and I will call an emergency, like, and I'll be like, hey, like, this person was, like, driving crazy, and, like, honestly, I implore you to do it. See, this person put on their blinker, cut me off, but it's, like, it's okay, they checked, they had enough room, like, I let off the gas, like, come in, you know, whatever, like, I'm not an asshole, I'll let you in. So, anyway, back to the story. I want to swerve left to avoid hitting this highway patrol, but... it's the freeway right there, so if I swerve left, like, I'm gonna die, because at this point, I'm slamming on my brakes, so I have to come to a complete stop from 55 miles an hour, and just slam on my brakes, and just think, fuck that I stopped, you know what I mean, like, holy shit, and so I'm dead stopped on this on-ramp now from going, like, 55 to zero, thank God, like, my tires are practically bald, you guys, like, I'm very fortunate and lucky that my car operated in a safe manner, and then he doesn't get out of the car, he just stays stopped, like, he stopped because I almost hit him, like, he didn't try and get out of the way, he just sees me, he pulls out, sees me, almost hits him, and stops, like, he pulls, like, and so... you know, there were a highway patrol officer standing around, so, like, he walks around me, and I crack my window a little, like, I didn't do anything wrong, I'm not talking to these guys, you know what I mean, and, he, like, I crack my window, and he's like, are you okay, and I just go, I did not expect him to just pull out with no warning like that, and he goes, oh, yeah, we were just dealing with something, we're getting out of here, and I reiterate, I go, I did not expect him to just pull out like that, and he's just like, yeah, we're getting out of here right now. Okay, bro, why are you not driving? It's just like, bro, you are highway patrol. You are highway patrol. You drive like a dick. Sorry, I just passed the guy that I honked at and flipped him off because, like I said, dick. Very dangerous driving. Anyway, that was so scary. And, yeah, people are idiots. So... in the wise words of my dad, it's always best to take the longer way and avoid the assholes than to get into an accident. So, yeah, it's always better. It's never worth it to be petty. Like, but anyway, after that, like, the highway patrol drove off, like, and then I drove off. Sorry, that story was probably very hard to follow with the amount of times I backtracked. And I don't know. Californians don't know how to drive in the rain. Like, I don't get it. Like, it's just rain. I don't know, but, yeah, I'm so sorry if this episode was kind of all over the place. We're not done yet, we still have about 8 more minutes, but, sorry if this episode was all over the place. I'll edit it and decide if it's even gonna go out, although if you're hearing it, it obviously went out, so hello. It is a bit shorter because I did a take and I just ended up bending, and I couldn't use that take. I think it's very important on the internet to not vent or use it, especially when it's my job. It's very important that you don't use it to vent because then it becomes something else entirely, and it becomes, I don't know, in my head it becomes easier to, I'm gonna say abuse, just for lack of a better word, like, because you can abuse social media. I don't think people should use social media as, like, a diary. I mean, if you're going to, by all means, I just don't enjoy consuming that content. Like, I think the beauty of humans is that we experience a bunch of things and we get to experience them, and I think it's beautiful to experience them and not, like, ooh, hydroplane, hello. See, it's that quick. Like, it is that quick. Water gets under your tire, you slip and slide around, and then you catch traction just like that. It was that fucking quick. Oh yeah, driving slow will help you avoid hydroplaning as well, so that's always, like I said, just go slow. Like, I'm about to hop out the fast lane right now because it's not worth it, especially because my tires are so bad. Like, I'm gonna hang out in the slow lane. I don't even remember what I was talking about. No, I'm gonna sit here actually. forgot what I was saying. I don't remember. I was saying something and then I hydroplaned and then I started talking about hydroplaning. Ooh, the rain is picking up. How you liking the rain, girl? Sorry, Twilight quote. What's up, Arizona? How you liking the rain? I know any cold, wet thing. I don't really. The fucking Bella Swan. Oh my god. Dude, you know how many times? Because you know my name's Bella. Bella, where you been, loca? Oh my gosh. People hit me up in my DMs like that all the time. Where you been, loca? I've been right here, bae. Where you been? Also, I'm so sorry. I'm a Tesla hater. And this is coming from someone who actually almost got a Tesla. And I'm so glad I didn't, because I would have been like, I would have had a whole arc where I was like a YouTuber with a Tesla. Oh my god. It's like, I don't know, like the idea is cool, but at the same time, like, I also watched that, the movie where all the Teslas, they like get overtaken and then like the world, I don't know, something happens. I don't like the idea that my car is electric, it could die. I saw a dead Tesla on the side of the road the other day, like it died and someone had to like, I don't know, help them. I don't know how you help a dead Tesla. I don't know. I guess I would have found out if I had one. Plus, I road trip too much for a Tesla. Plus, I like having an engine. I like being able to go, like, vroom, 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 vroom. Like, Liam Talks, he's a ASMR creator. His car is loud. It goes, vroom, vroom, and I'm like, okay, I want my car to do that. My car doesn't do that. She's cute. And she sounds, you can hear her in podcasts. You can hear her when she goes, yeah, you can hear her. She's cute. She also needs some love right now. So, but it is also going to be start time to wrapping up the podcast. I'm 3 minutes away from my destination and I'm getting off the interstate right now. So it is time for me to start wrapping things up. If you see this, hi, sorry, that's me getting over prematurely. If you see this, hi, I am okay. I will talk about the tea, the incident, as soon as I am legally cleared to. But until then, just know that if you get pissy on the roads, it's not worth it. And,
I'll sit here, and I mean, like, oh, someone's getting arrested. I just mean,
I'm still gonna fucking flip people off and shit like that. I just mean, don't be physically reactive to what happens on the road. That's what I mean. Like, I'm still gonna flip people off when they're dumb, you know what I mean? Like, I'll still honk and flash my brights at people. I'm not like, whoa, like, oh, I'm so scared. Like, I did not do anything wrong. Like, I did nothing. And I stand by that. I drove the speed limit and this guy decided to fuck with me and put my life at risk. I didn't do that. But I'm just saying, like, if you're one of those people who sometimes like to, like, cut people off or, you know, quote unquote, get revenge or, like, brake check people, it's not worth it. It really is not. Like, I almost, like, I just do try to pit maneuver me. Like, that, and if you don't know what that is, you should look it up because it's fucking scary. Like, cops do it in cop chases. And they only do it, like, when absolutely necessary because it is absolutely dangerous. But yeah, if you're one of those people who just like to fuck around, it's fine. But do it with your people, not random people on the road. And it's just never worth it. So that is my 2 cents for the day. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I am pulling up to my destination as we speak, and I'm going to drop a lot of money on some new tires, so my car is well-loved. So I hope you enjoy. I hope to see you all in the next episode, and I hope you drive safe. Bye.